So we're in phase two here in New York, which means that barbershops are opening and hair salons, and you can sit outside at a restaurant and eat outside, no problem. You know, restaurants are open up again like that. But the one thing that is not going to happen for a long time is concerts, like actually going to a concert, like going to Madison Square Garden or wherever it is near you, whatever stadium is near you. It's going to be a while. Mm-hmm. So Live Nation, you know, one of the big concert going places, ticket sales and promoters in the country, needs to find a way to keep their people employed. So remember you and I were talking about this. We said that it would be really good if they took drive-ins and started doing concerts in a drive-in. Mm-hmm. Well, they must have heard us say that, because Live Nation is starting a drive-in concert series. Now you'll be able to go to the live, they're calling it Live from the Drive-In.
So you bring your car.
So you bring your car, and you don't park your car right next to somebody. It's every other spot. So they're even socially distancing your car.
So 14 people will be able to see the Foo Fighters. That's what you're telling me. And I'll get to hear the Foo Fighters through that little speaker that sits on my window.
I'm guessing it's going to be through some kind of app or something that you can listen, and you can get the sound in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see them. I'm sure there'll be screens everywhere, and then there'll be a stage. So if you're really close, they'll be right there on the stage, and the audio is coming through your car. You know, that could be pretty good.
Still only 14 people in the drive-in. You can't fit that many cars in a drive-in. That's the problem.
Well, no, not a drive-in theater. They're going to do it in big, giant amphitheater parking lots, like, you know, like in New Jersey, like MetLife Stadium, for example. I mean, you could fit hundreds of cars in that parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, instead of hundreds, it would be a couple of hundred, and like Taylor Swift would perform.
Well, the Nassau Coliseum, now on Long Island, you can pretty much do whatever you want there, because they're closing that down.
Yeah, I saw that they're closing down.
So we opened it.
Yeah, we
we were there for the grand opening, and now it's being closed.
No, but a lot of the reasons why these venues are closing is because they can't make money.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they can't make money is because no one's going to arena shows, and no one's going to, and this was more than just a concert venue. I mean, this was a place where there were also trade shows and stuff like that.
Haunted
None
houses.
Of that's going to be happening.
The best, you know, haunted house was there.
Right. They had the great haunted house. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are, so they need to find a way around it. So I think Live Nation, it's smart. The first show they're doing is Brad Paisley. He's going to take the stage July 10th through 12th. In Nashville, Tennessee, and then Maryland Heights, Missouri, and Noblesville, Indiana, because they found big, giant places where they can pack in a couple of hundred cars and still socially distance them.
So to applaud, you flash the high beams in your car. Is that when he does a ballad, you turn on your headlights?
That's right.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, since they can't really see your phone anymore.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, that's going to be weird for the performers, because they've always talked about how it went from like people shouting and yelling and dancing to just looking out in a sea of phones. And now they're going to look out on a sea of like SUVs where they're packing as many people in as possible, you know, to come to the show.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to turn out well, because you're still going to have a 25th of the people that would actually go to a concert go.
Yeah, I would go with you, because your car's always clean. So at least I know where I'm sitting is clean, and you can put the seat back and bring mm-hmm. snacks. You know, you don't have to spend $5 on a water if you want. You could just, you know, tailgate in your trunk, whatever. I think this is a really good idea if you have a clean car.
And you can bring your dog, and you can bring your own beer.
That's true.